and welcome to MGP 459. I'm Kev, and with me as ever, the Sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello.
Hello.
I've got the driest elbows. I just noticed this.
What are you saying?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm like,
you know, we're doing the podcast, don't you?
I'm so sidetracked.
I mean, get some moisturiser, Pab.
I think I'm going to need some. I've never noticed this before. This is an issue.
Well, how did you notice it now? You just sat there and you thought, I'm just going to rub my elbows.
I just like reached and I was like, what is that? It's like, it's just dry elbows.
This is the most successful independent gaming podcast in UK iTunes history. And we've opened up by talking about your dry elbows. If you were listening to this, boys and girls, what are you doing? Where did your life go wrong? Well, how are you? How is this how you've chosen to spend your Saturday morning? You need to get a life.
They'll be throwing their iPhones and their Androids into the bin.
To be fair, they might have suggestions for me on how to sort this problem out.
Moisturiser. Sheepdog's already fixed the problem.
Yeah, but
just a bucket of water to dip them in. Then they'll never be dry again.
I've got some Vimto here. I'm going to dip it in my Vimto.
Yeah, dip it in Vimto. That'll wetten them up a little.
Exactly. That sounds perfect.
I mean, Pab derailed my first question. Kev, did you... I mean, for the listeners' benefit, this is the third attempt to go into the podcast. But Kev, did you start attempt two by shouting, "Hello, Wembley"? Is that what you said?
I don't think so.
To me, it sounded like you went, "Hello, Wembley." Let's start that again. Hello, welcome to the Mature Gamer Podcast. And I was like...
I mean, I do start a lot of podcasts with "Hello, Wembley." Just rarely this one. So, I don't know, sometimes I forget where I am. Am I doing a podcast in my cupboard? Or am I at Live Aid? I never really know.
It's because you're at Wembley today for the 14th time.
What did I do for the 14th time?
In your game. You went to Wembley.
In your little game.
We're talking about Pokemon already.
No, we're talking about Football Manager. I lost the playoffs for the 13th time in a row this afternoon on stream.
You've been making me feel very good about my career at Maidenhead. just to get straight into gaming, but I couldn't get promoted with them. I kept failing in the playoffs as well. And then, inexplicably, I applied for the Cardiff job in the Championship and they gave me it immediately. So,
well, yeah, that's what happened on Earth 1. I went to Posh on Earth 1 in the Championship, and I'm now managing Norwich in the Champions League in that same save. But in Earth 2, I never left Leamington, and that's what I stream, and I'm not allowed to leave Leamington.
So
I've got to get promoted. Getting out of the National League is the hardest thing in the world.
It's insane. I was in one of those positions where, because I'm obviously purely playing Football Manager on Twitch when I play it, which I haven't done for a week, I don't spend any time off it doing anything. So I felt like I was probably getting on everyone's nerves because I kept having this whole season, this whole story, and then failing again and moving on to the next season and having this whole season and this whole push and then failing again. So I felt like obligated to move on after the three and a bit seasons. It was like midway through season three, I think. And I got a job offer elsewhere. I think it was like mid-table League One. And then I thought, you know what, Cardiff are empty. I'll slip one in while I'm applying for other jobs. And they were just like, yeah, come on in, sorted. I mean, they're terrible. Like, I regret everything. I wish I was back at Maidenhead. But yeah, it's I'm impressed you've done it 13 times. That seems like a lot of resolve.
Not all in this save. It's five in this save, I think. The other eight were in my previous save on YouTube last year. But, yeah, I just can't win playoffs. I did win at Wembley this afternoon. I did win the FA Trophy. So we've broken the Wembley curse. I'm thinking sixth time lucky in the National League. We'll be fine. But the chat love it. They love watching me fail. they prefer watching me fail to watching me succeed.
Because you're not cheating, then.
Well, yeah, exactly. I mean, they know double that I can't, that I don't cheat because I dominate the Streamer Showdown, which I did win again this weekend, just gone. Kevy seven times. I thank you. So I beat everybody in PvP and then I lose in single player. And then on YouTube, I win everything. I'm a man of many contradictions. But this is the hardest save I've done ever on the internet, I think, with Leamington.
Having watched you play that game, not as much as many of your adoring fans do, but having watched you play it for a number of years, you know, I don't really get it for you. Like, I watch you play it and then I think, right, okay, I understand how to play this. And I understand the little things I was maybe doing wrong or the things I was focusing on that I didn't need to. And it doesn't work. I mean, it just, I can't win a playoff. And I'm doing all right at Cardiff, I think, for the few games I've played. It's been middling, but I don't know what to think, really. I don't know what I'm missing. There's got to be some Kevy essence there that I can't... I mean, no one can pick up on it by the looks of it because I'm sure Ben and all of them have tried. Zealand probably watches hours of your videos trying to figure you out. But you've obviously just hacked the game.
None of them will ever get it. Yeah, absolutely. That's why I'm dominating the network game as well. I just dominate it all. I'm just very... I am, without doubt, the greatest football manager player in history.
I reckon they need to stop you putting your name in as Kevin Chapman on the manager thing or Lelouchia.
No, because that would be a disadvantage then. I want the special thing that they put in the database
for
me.
That's it. Yeah, I reckon they've just they've made it so if the name's written in as that, it's like a cheat code. We figured it all out at last. I've just cracked it there and then. But no, I feel like I click things like, oh, I think this might work. And then sometimes it just, I win 4-0 and I'm like, yes. Or I score 4 goals and win from 3-0 down. But other times it just completely goes sideways. It's very unpredictable. But I suppose that's the point, isn't it? If it was easy to just go,
exactly. That's
the winning tactic, then no one will play it. But yeah, you seem to do it every single Streamer Showdown you bother to turn up for.
There are 4 times I've lost in the Streamer Showdown. I've not... You know, I have won far more than I've lost. I've entered it 11 times, won it 7 of them.
I was going to say, one of them, though. I remember you committed to spending a lot of money on a throne if you won and then just kind of didn't win because you didn't want to have to buy a throne. Yeah.
And I never win the last day of term because that's basically a play session, but I always win the first one of the year. There's only ever been 3 first showdowns of the year. Guess who's won all 3 of them?
Fab.
Because they go into it with this, records reset, it's the new game, you're Kevy 0 times again now, we'll see. Don't challenge me to this kind of thing, you silly gooses, because you know what's going to happen. We're going to be victorious once again. I mean, me winning the Streamer Showdown is not even the most exciting thing that's happened this week as well. That's the ridiculous thing. Something even more exciting than me winning the Showdown again has happened because I've done something this week that I've wanted to do my entire life. I've never done, but I have now done it, and I am so giddy with excitement that I can't wait to get going with it. I, Kevin Chapman, a.k.a. Lelujo of the internet, have a storage unit. And I cannot wait. I cannot wait to go and fill it with toys so I can buy more toys. I am so excited.
You're not buying more toys?
What?
No, you're not.
That's
where you're
going to
store it. No.
I'll just get delivered straight to there.
No.
Trick is, Kev, is to... I've got somebody putting boards in my loft in a couple of weeks. Next week, in fact. When people are listening to next week's podcast, there'll be someone in my loft laying floors down. And that's giving me more room for stuff. It's going to be glorious. So that's what you need to do. If you can't fill the storage room, board your loft, even though you don't own the house, just board it anyway.
Well, I can't get the door. They did say we can use it as much as we like, but I can't figure out how to get the door open. So
pull it down.
I've really pulled on it. I've been on the phone to the landlord saying, look, I am really pulling on this. I'm afraid I'm going to break it. Just give it a pull. I'm not going to pull it any harder. I am going to bring the ceiling down. I'm basically hanging off of it.
Are you sure you're pulling the right thing? You're not just like hanging from a chandelier or something?
Well, it's the big glowing ball hanging out the ceiling, yeah? just yanking on that.
How are you this week in other ways? I saw you got a standing desk.
Ooh, my standing desk, that's the real reason we've got the storage unit, because I don't want to get rid of my nice desk that I have now, because when we do move and I get a bigger office, I'm going to want both desks in there, so I have my recording area and my editing area like I used to have in the garage. So this has got to go into storage, because this desk is stupid massive. There's nowhere else to put it, and the new desk is just as big. I finally found a standing desk that's as big as this one. So I'm going to have two massive desks. Because my old chair was broken, wasn't it?
But why? If you were going to get a standing desk, why?
I'm not going to stand 8 hours a day.
Just 12-hour days on your feet. Yeah.
I'm going to stand periodically throughout the day.
I mean, that's called getting lunch and going for a waz, isn't it?
I've got my walking treadmill as well that's already arrived. So I can stand there editing whilst walking on the treadmill.
I've seen you on the treadmill. You like to hold on to the sides.
Well, I hold on to the desk.
I don't think you get any work done when you're doing this walking that you go on about.
We'll see about that.
We will see.
At the moment, I work whilst pedalling. But I can't do my pedalling at the moment because it hurts my butthole.
Surely while you're streaming, there's just going to be I was going to say like a clip-clop. I don't mean you have like hoof feet.
No, I'm not going to do it while I'm streaming or recording. It'll be while I'm editing or doing the in-betweeny bits. The bits where at the moment I'm pedaling, I can now choose to either pedal or walk, depending on how much pressure I want to put on my butthole.
Do you know, I almost gave myself the reverse problem of yours earlier. What? I the story will make sense in a sec, Pab. That was an intriguing
his butthole
little
tightened
segue.
Up to nothing. He put a lemon chunk up there.
Well, no. So I'm in this group, and someone was showing off these like orange sweets they'd made out of orange peel, and they described the instructions. And I thought that's really easy. So because it was lunchtime, I just, without thinking, I went out to Tesco's. I didn't even like plan it. I just thought, I'm going to buy oranges and I'm going to copy this instruction. So I bought a big bag of oranges and I peeled them all. And then I thought, what am I going to do with all the orange? So I just sat there at lunchtime, and basically I'd bought like emperor oranges, so they're massive, like absolutely humongous, four of them. It was like 400 grams of peel, which is way too much. They'd suggested like get 100 grams of peel, and I'm there like, I've got four times the amount. What do I do next? And anyway, so yeah, I just ate these enormous oranges for lunch, and I was like, I'll be fine. And then the whole day I've been like, oh man, why did I eat four oranges?
Especially when it sounds like you'd have had exactly the right amount of peel if you'd have only eaten one, like a normal person.
No, well, Kevin does that with peaches, don't you?
Oh yeah, I'm not allowed peaches. If I get peaches, I eat the whole bag. Love peaches.
Yeah.
And then I get a bad poo.
Anything I like, I eat too much of. It's ridiculous. Claire always buys these sage vegetarian sausages, and when I open the bag, I'm like, oh, I'll just have 10 of them, and then another 10, and it's only five more, and I can't help it.
Did you just describe having 25 sausages?
I didn't know you were going to count what I said. They're little ones.
I don't think that matters.
Like,
there's still 25 sausages.
They're like cocktail sausages, so like I can fit like five in my mouth at once. So five bite-sized chunks of sausage. They are good, though, bloody hell. I mean, she only buys them once a week, and I think she expects me to make them last, but they just don't. could barely eat my sausage rolls after him.
He's not even joking, that's the thing.
No, I'm not. that's my once a week, the shopping's been, and I eat all the sausages in the fridge, lunch. But that was yesterday. Today was oranges, apparently.
What's tomorrow's only food you eat all day going
to
be?
Well, tomorrow I'm going to, because you have to leave the peels overnight in a jar of water, and then the next day, or a bowl of water in my case, and then tomorrow I've got to like boil them and reboil them and mix them and boil them and spend like an hour bloody doing that. But by lunchtime, there'll be a big bag of orange sweets, apparently, and I just want to see what happens. And if it's good, I'll put a tweet out. If it's rubbish, I'll probably moan.
So we get a tweet either way. What a bonus.
This is it. But I'm hoping it will like be a cool little bowl of orange sweets, and by the time my family get home from their various things.
I was gonna say, you'll just eat all of them in one go, so
exactly.
There's no benefit to anybody.
No, but it would have been a 24-hour adventure for me.
Excellent. Anna.
Mm-hmm. Anna? What? Yes.
I know you're giddy with excitement and on the edge of your seat, not because of the storage unit, but because finally, for the first time in about a year, you've got a new game that you've been playing today. Get it told. Tell us all about it.
Get your words out, Kevin. Yes, I have a game to play. Woohoo! So I need to stretch. I've hurt my arm.
I was expecting by now she'd have told us what the game was, to be honest.
It's Dying Light 2 that came out today. I think it's the only game that came out today, I believe. So In the world, I believe so. I don't know. You could check. I'm not going to check.
I'm assuming it's not.
So, yeah, it came out today. I got it today. Sad times. Sometimes I get things early, but they were like, nope. You're not allowed it early. We will send it 24-hour direct postage. I was like, oh, come on. Give me the game. But I'm glad I waited, because apparently at launch, so last night at like 11, I think it was, they put a patch out which had 1,000 bug fixes in it. So I'm glad I waited, because we've seen what happened with like Cyberpunk and things like that. And yeah, they need a bit of polish. But yeah, so they've polished all that out. I'm playing it on the PS5. I bought the PS5 edition just because I wanted the little white band around the top of the game instead of the blue. Yes, I think. So yeah, so I put it on, I put it in, and I don't even know what happens at the start anymore. I completely forgot. But anyway, you're in like an open world, and you have to. There's like it's been 15 years since the last game. The world has basically gone to poop because of a vaccine that they were giving out to everyone.
Ooh, topical.
Yeah, no, I was like, okay, fair enough. Yeah, so now everyone is infected, but they have like they have special medication that helps them. It's what I've grasped from it. So they have this medication, so you don't turn. So it's like, okay, so my character got bit. So he's been on the roads for like 10 years. And this one time that I come into his life to take over his body, I get him bitten. I think that's part of the game, not my fault. But anyway, so he gets bitten on his way to a big city. So there's like only a couple of cities left that have like got walls around them. So in the first game, there was a place called Haran. And it got basically got walled off. You couldn't go in, you couldn't come out. It was just a big wall around it. And basically, I think they wanted a new kit or something. I didn't really get finished that game. But they got the virus. The virus spread to everyone. They gave everyone a vaccine. And everyone started turning and stuff. And then this other place, like Haran, had a built wall around it because they had started having outbreaks. And because of that wall, they are now a safe haven. So the world is gone. There's a few settlements. And you, at the moment, I don't quite know what I'm. All I know is I've got to find my sister and find a man. That is where I'm at the moment. I'm like, okay, fine. I'll find a guy and find my sister. I'm not seeing these people for 15 years, but I need to go and find them. So I don't know. It's weird. But yeah, I like it. I don't have the power glider. Paraglider? It's like a parachute thing, isn't it? Paraglider. I don't have that yet, but I have played 8 hours of the game and I don't have it. So you can see where I've been and what I've been doing. I've been just walking around and not doing the main mission because that's what I do. I don't know if there's two cities, like the last one, well, it was one city, but there was like two massive sections. I don't know if they've got that in this game. I just now have this big map. I'm going to explore it. Different sections of the map are taken over by certain people. So you've got like I don't know what they're called, the pilgrim people. And then you've got the peacekeepers and they're all fighting. And then as you're doing that, you've still got like your zombies on the floor. The combat is all better now, like, so you can block, you could like the kicking, the power kick is ridiculous. You just kick people off buildings. It's excellent fun. You've got your weapons where you can upgrade them with electric and fire, and that's all I found at the moment, but I'm sure there's more. So the zombies are different in this one. So in the last game, they would just be like stumbling in the streets and you could just kill, they would come after you. In this one, if they're inside buildings in the day, they are like sleeping. So they're all crouched down, like sleeping. So if you can get in there and get behind them and press square, you can take them out without having to fight them. Or you could just creep past them. Now, creeping past them, it's so stressful because like they have like they know when you're near, and like this you can see them getting agitated. You're like, no, don't just sleep. Especially when there's like 20 to 30 around you. You're like, no, you sleep. You see them and then you just like join the alarm. It's so scary. It's so nerve-wracking. But yeah, you can just go behind them and take them out willy-nilly. And I like that because in the last game, you had to fight every time. At least this time you have the option just to on through and go, you stay there and I'll go on my way. There's also, so the volatiles are back. I don't like them. They come out at night. They just chase you. They're horrible. They've got like dead. I've seen one. I don't want to see any more. No, not on that. So at night time, you go out. Obviously, you get more XP at night time. So you get your XP for your parkour and your fighting. But if a howler spots you, so like a howler monkey, that thing will bring all the zombies, and then they chase you. Now, I did one chase, and I was on level 1, and that scared me. These can go up to level 4. So, you know, like in GTA where you've got 5 stars, this can happen to that. I don't know how it gets to, like, level 4. I don't want to find out because if I have to, only play in daytime because I do not like nighttime. Like, there's going to be ones that are at night, but I'll play through them. Just because you have to, but I don't like being chased. That's not fun. You've got your bunkers to open for night time. So when I think there's like a bell that goes off, like in a big tower, if that goes off, you're like, I better get somewhere safe because they're gonna come out and they're just mean and they're just horrible. There's also humans to take out because they're just being mean for no reason. They're just mean people. So they're like bandits. And they've got like, I don't know, there's an airdrop and you have to go and get it before they get it. So, yeah, I put it on at like 1. And it's now, what, 11? I've had about 2 hours off it. So, yeah, I've played a bit of it. I'm so happy a new game is out that I can play. Oh, and there is an easy mode, and I'm playing it on easy mode because I play games to enjoy, not to get frustrated with, because that would annoy me. Oh my god! And also, anyone who plays it, trust me, if you see UV mushrooms, pick them up. Have as many mushrooms with you as you possibly can. Trust me, you'll need it. You need the UV mushrooms. I didn't know that until I went underground and there was no UV like light.
You couldn't tan, could you? You wanted a tan.
I won't tell you about it. Have as many as then if you can find. Because like as you go around, there's like rooftops that have gardens on and there'll be like honey and caramel and lavender and these UV mushrooms that you all collect for your crafting. So you craft all your lockpicks, your throwing knives, your health kits. That's all I've got at the moment. But you craft things like that. And the chamomile and honey is basically your med kit. So just get all the plants. But mushrooms and honey and chamomile are your best friends. Well, that's what I know at the moment. I don't know what lavender does at the moment. But just get them all. Trust me, because I was like, because the game doesn't tell you certain things. And I was like, okay, why is this happening? Why? And didn't know. And then I read and I was like, well, then the game should tell me that that's going to happen because I'm going down underground. I need these mushrooms and they're very like, there's like 4 mushrooms down there and I need like 10. It's not fun. But, yeah, for what it doesn't tell you, you can find like online. It's easy just to find out. There is an online way you can call for help. I've not called for help yet, but I'm on the pause screen right now. And it's like, is that if you press down, it says call for help. I don't know what that means. I think it might bring someone into your game. I believe it is co-op if you want it to be. I don't, because I like to do my own thing and just, you know. But I enjoy it. Apparently, it's 40 hours, I believe, for main mission. A few more for side quests. And apparently 500 for everything. I won't be doing everything because I'm just me. But there's like 3 DLC coming out. There'll be more DLC later. Like, it's a game for the coming years. And I'm all up for that. So, yay. Anyone else played it?
No. App, you must have played this.
Nope.
No.
Am I the only one?
You play everything.
Yeah, I do.
Apparently, it's really cheap in Tesco. It's like £42 in there. For the Xbox One, I think.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, if you got a club card, it's £42 in there apparently.
Yeah, I don't have it. I'm not gonna lie, I didn't over like the first one.
Okay.
I got to the night time and stuff started running at me. I went no, no thank you. I like the daytime. The problem is you've got to play in the nighttime sometimes.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, thank you. And then I'm seeing things like it's getting sevens in places, and I went,
mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll hang on for this. We'll wait till this comes down. We'll give it a couple of months and see where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
And knowing my luck, there'll be other things out at that point. And it's probably a good like February game, really, isn't it? And it's quite
exactly. There's nothing out for me anyway. So like you've all got Pokemon, I've got this. So everyone, what is four, have all got something to play now. Because I was like last week, I was like, oh yeah, you got Pokemon, and I'm just so jealous that I had nothing. But yes, we all have something now, and now it's just going to get to silly season because there's just so much coming out, and not for that, like. Give me the games.
Well, before we start talking about Pokemon, I think Pab should probably insert an advert here. This seems like an appropriate juncture. Get the advert in, Pab. That was an excellent advert. Good work, Mr. Pab. Good work. So, yeah, Pokemon. I would like to amend the record from last week.
Really?
Because there is quite a lot of story in this game. The story's actually... pretty good. It just took a while to present itself to me, and I've now kind of got the... I have to be very careful because obviously I can't spoil any of this. The game's too fresh and it is very story-based, so I'm going to talk vaguely. We'll probably circle back round to it a few months down the line when we can be a bit more spoilery. But I've kind of now got the opposite problem that I had this time last week. This time last week, I think I'd played 5 hours or so, and all I'd done is wander around fairly aimlessly catching Pokemon, and I was getting pretty bored of wandering around catching Pokemon. I was talking about it on my stream today, and someone said, why are you playing Pokemon if that's not the part of the game you enjoy? That's literally what Pokemon is. If you want a story, play a better story game. And I was like, yeah, but I do want the story. I'm enjoying the story. I've enjoyed the story of the last few I've played, and now I've got into the story of this one. I've really enjoyed this to the point where over the 15 or 20 hours or so I've played on it this week, I've got through most of the story. I've unlocked all the areas on the map. I've done all of the initial wave of boss battles and stuff that you get in the game. If it was structured exactly like a traditional Pokemon game, I feel like I'm at the point where I've defeated all the gym leaders and I'm ready to go and do what lies beyond. And because I've kind of mainlined the story on doing that and literally gone story beat to story beat, as you get more and more of the allowing you to travel around Pokemon, it gets even easier to just make a beeline for the next waypoint and ignore everything between me and there. And that's how I've done it. Each one of the areas I've done quicker than the area before because it's been even easier to just go bang. To the point where the last couple, I did them like 2 hours from start to completely finish. Just race through them, want more story, get to the end. Because I've got a little bit of a theory where this story might be going, but I don't want to Google it or find out because I want it to give it to me the way it's intended to give it to me. I've avoided any kind of spoilers. But now I'm at the point where I'm entering what really, it really feels like the end game. And my team is trash. And their levels are low, and I've got into a battle now that not only am I way under-leveled to do, but even if the Pokemon I've got were leveled up enough, none of them are any use for the team that I'm facing. So I've kind of gone back to the drawing board, assembled a team from what I've got that I think would probably be okay, realised those Pokemon are like 40 levels below where they need to be, and I'm now just back wandering around again.
What sort kind of
getting bored
be?
Again. Huh?
What sort of level do they need to be? Sorry, just out of interest.
60 to 70, probably.
Because okay. I was going to say, if you go and try and catch any alpha you come across at all, they're all about that level at that point. And they're not that hard to catch. They seem like they would
be
hard
the problem
to catch,
I've got is that the ones in the early areas are like level 30 or 40. So I've got a load of them. But when I go into the later areas, the alphas are all like 70, 75. I can't catch them. They just wipe me out.
What I do is I stick a Pokemon out against, like, I'll have my level 50 Pokemon and it'll be level 70. And sometimes I get the first move. So I'm like, boosh. And then he instantly kills me back. Send out the next one. I do my boosh. He sends another one out. And yeah, I just play a bit of a cat and mouse with them. They slaughter all six of my Pokemon. I throw balls at them. And I've probably got about 10 of them that are all that level. I can't even use them because I'm where you're saying about the it's not gyms, but the equivalent. I'm at the last gym, let's say. And if I, you know, do that and crack on, I'll probably be able to use sort of level 70 and above. But no, I've got...
Yeah, I can use level 70 now. I just don't have any. My highest one is my starter, which is like 55, I think.
I think if you get Ultra Balls, which I imagine by then you
should be able
to.
Yeah, I've got Ultra Balls,
they'll be useful. And also, one thing I did discover that I didn't realise, I mean, it was funny actually, because I was playing it with Ollie next to me, playing on his, and I just decided to sneak and be all stealthy. And he was like, you can't throw balls at alphas. And I just threw a ball at an alpha and caught it. And he was like, oh.
Oh, yeah, I have done that a couple of times, yeah.
So I'm thinking, if you don't want to
fight
them
head
on.
Even with a red ball, I did that. I did one of them with a red ball. And I'm like, that's ridiculous.
It is just rolling a dice, isn't it? But, yeah, the wing ball, I think it's called, I found was just doing really well for me. It just seemed to catch everything. But, yeah, no, if you go, especially in those last few, getting my mind mixed up. The fourth and fifth area that you get, so the icy one and the one before it, the things running around there that are wild, the alphas there, they're the right sort of level that you'd need, and you could just stealthily catch them. It shouldn't take too long. I mean, I was going to say at the start of the game, when you start the game, you are explicitly told to catch all of the Pokemon, and that is what you need to do. There's only 200 and, I want to say 70. Something like that, I was told earlier. So it's not impossible.
I can't imagine it's going to make me catch all 200-odd Pokemon to finish the story, surely. I've got no interest in completing the game or any of that nonsense. I just want the end of the story, and it's not going to make me catch them all to do that, surely. That would be absurd.
I'm not sure, because I'm not there, but somebody come onto this group thing I was talking about earlier and said that their friend was really annoyed because they got to the end of the game and they couldn't make the progress they wanted to make because they didn't have them all. And I mentioned that to Lewis.
I'll be furious if that happens.
You are told that at the start. So I'm just saying, I don't know, but go on, Pap.
It's understandable to me. The objective of the game is to do the Pokedex, to make the Pokedex. You have to get all of them.
The objective of my game is to figure out what's going on with this big hole in the sky and get back where I came from.
And I imagine
I don't care about the Pokedex. Yeah. That's the scientist's worry. I'm stranded in a strange universe and there's a big hole in the sky ripping the world apart. They feel like higher priorities than adding entries in his bird watching book.
I think in Kev world, you're probably going to accept that you've completed it to your standard, probably.
Well, that would be
I'm
going
to do it the way the game wants me to do it from what I've been. I mean, I've been playing it that way anyway. I always do. I want to catch them all. They're all in it. There's no shenanigans about it. If you go into another thing you can do to get a good team, actually, is have you ever gone into any of those time vortex things that appear?
Yeah, I do that whenever I see them.
Yeah, I didn't know how they worked. So I'd gone into a couple last week and nothing was happening. And it was just, it was just purple. And I was just standing there and there was Psyduck running around. And I was like, okay, big deal. And then on my stream, people were like, stand still and wait. So I was like waiting for 5 minutes and suddenly it all went super dark and all these really powerful Pokemon appeared and they're all at higher levels and.
Yeah, Anna watched me have a moment of panic with one of those areas this week because she walked into my office just as I walked into one and I'm like, I can't talk now! I'm in the purple area!
They are stressful. So, I would say just go get some alphas. I mean, I imagine my final team is going to be all alphas anyway. Like, I think at the moment, except for my starter, I've maybe got 4 alphas, 1 non-alpha and my starter. And it just seems like a no-brainer. They're slightly bigger and more powerful, I think, if I understand
like
it right.
Like me.
Yeah, they're taller. So, I mean, that's been fun. I went and got like a Heracross. And I mean, you don't get the benefit of this as much, but I'm absolutely losing my mind. Every time I go and catch a Pokemon, I go and have a quick look in their Dex entry, and some of them have, evolved this Pokemon as a task that you need to do for it. And I'm like, this Pokemon doesn't evolve normally. Or, like, I just... I found a Pokemon in the wild, and as I went further on, there was an alpha of its middle evolution, and I was thinking, that looks a bit weird. That doesn't normally look like that. So I went and caught it, and then because it was already a higher level, it immediately evolved. Like, I think I don't even think I leveled it up. I think it just told me it could evolve straight away once I'd caught it. And I evolved it, and it turns out it's a variation. It's not the normal Pokemon. So when it evolved, it was a completely different type, looks completely different, You know, I was like, wow. So that's completely throwing me now, because that's not the first time that's happened. There's lots of Pokemon like this. There was a Pokemon I caught, and I saw its full evolution. Normally, it's only got two, like one, and it evolves into its final. And when I caught it, and I saw its final, there was a gap between the two of them in the Pokedex. I was like, wait a minute, it doesn't have a gap normally. And there's just been loads, you know, me reading the decks, I'm geeking out big time, because there's all these little discrepancies and differences between the two. And I haven't read exactly what it is or anything like that, but I heard mention of there being at least one, I don't know how many, it was just somebody said something about the newer legends in the game. And I was like, okay, there's legends in the game I don't know either. It's I'm like, oh, okay, there's lots of stuff I need to figure out at this point. So I'm loving the unknown. And I get that you kind of, they're all unknown to you. You're just enjoying them all being new, and there's some you recognize and that kind of thing. But I mean, I was gadding about. I went in a cave, and there was just this painting on the wall of all these legends. And I was like, well, I know what that is. I can recognize that. And I was properly trying to work out whether one of them was this new one and whatever. I got Ollie in, and he was telling me, oh, I think that's this, and I think that's that. And yeah, I'm very excited. I'm loving it. And I'm loving the fact he comes into Geek Out with me and show me something that's evolved. That I accidentally showed him an evolution by mistake, and he was annoyed because I'd spoiled it for him. And I was like, that's exactly like I've been. So I, you know, he owed me that. I've been like that all week. I didn't mean to spoil it. I thought he'd seen it. But yeah, it's I'm geeking out big time. I mean, I'm so happy with it. It's so good. And one thing I wanted to ask, whether you think this is real, there's a lot of rumors going around that they're bringing out a DLC in April.
There will be a DLC. Don't know if it'll be April, but it will be.
Because I was wondering whether they'll announce what they did. Like when Shield came out, they sort of said, look, Shield's out now. And then a couple of months later, they brought out the Isle of Armor. And then they brought out the Crown Tundra months later. So I was wondering whether they might do that with this. But I guess they could just do a new region or whatever. It depends, doesn't it? If you're able to end up going back between the two. It depends how it ends. If it ends with you back in the future, that's going to be a bit different. If it ends with you being able to flip between the two or something, who knows? But yeah, it feels like a very special game. Very, very good. They've really raised the bar. And I mean, half of me can't wait to see what they do next. And half of me dreads to see whether the next game, if it doesn't live up to the same level of expectation, everyone's going to be miserable again. Because this is the most united the Pokemon community has been in decades. It's ridiculous how positive everyone suddenly is. Like, I didn't think this would be possible. I've not gone on Reddit as much because I don't want to be spoiled. But it does seem like there's complete harmony on agreement that this game is awesome. I saw one person say that the new Pokemon look a little bit, but I was like, I don't know. I think you're just being silly there, because most of them look, you know, spot on to me. There's only one where I thought, maybe not, but they all look pretty cool, I think.
Excellent. Abby, how are you getting on with Pokemon?
Well, Sheepdog did drop me a little spoiler in the week, and happy to know that there's other haircuts. I'm happy about that.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I messaged him are you at the bit yet where they give you another barber? And he was like, I'm not, but I appreciate the nod. I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed being able to get a proper haircut after the terrible selection from last week.
Mm-hmm. So I've done
some different colours as well.
Yeah,
beautiful.
That's all I need, yeah. Bit of different colour. So what I did, I've played it only on streams. And I've only done two streams this week, and it's like, my stream that I did on Monday was exclusively me doing busy work of side quests of fetching stuff for people and doing very little. I think I don't even know if I progressed the main quest stuff at all. And it just, like I said, it was just involving me running around for these people in the village, just showing them things, getting them stuff, doing bits and pieces. And then today's stream, what I've done is, like, well, A, I did. I ran from like the. I got a deer. I got a deer. There's a reindeer fella.
Called Anna. I sent Anna a picture of my reindeer when I caught him. So I was so happy with him.
So I did that after about an hour. I got that after about an hour of playing, where I ran to one part of the map where I had to go and meet somebody. On the way, encountered two I want to say two alphas. Couldn't find out how to catch him. I was like, do I need to catch him with just a regular ball? Do I need a special ball? Do I need... I ended up just killing him because they would just kept blitzing my entire team and I just ended up having to kill it because it wasn't going in the ball. So I was like, I'm not burning all the Pokeballs on this guy. I'm not for whatever. There's one with a shell on it. And I was like, I don't know. So knowing that you can just... You just use the regular balls then, I presume.
Mm-hmm.
Right, okay, so it's not like I've got to craft something special. So, okay, that's good to know. So I did that, ran back to the camp twice to rest my Pokemon, went back again all the way to this person, only for them to send me back to the camp again. So I back and forth to this person maybe three times, only for them to then give me the deer at the camp. They let me have the reindeer. So I ran all the way back to the guy at the other end of the map again, and then they went, yeah, you can have fast travel now. I'm like, you are kidding me. I've spent about an hour and a half on stream just back and forth in between this guy and the camp, and you give me a deer and a fast travel after all that. I wish to, yeah.
I don't ever remember there being a point where there wasn't fast travel.
Yeah, I was just thinking, I was just going to say, I didn't know whether Pab was going to get to that, and I was thinking he can just fast travel. I'm sure he can.
You don't have it until, like you have to get up to this person.
I never needed it before it was already there then, because I don't ever remember trying to do it and it not working.
I wasn't mainlining it at that point. I was exploring, so I probably just lumbered around and didn't notice.
I wouldn't have needed it if I hadn't fought two alphas back to back and wiped my team out. So we had one Pokemon left, and then this guy I went up to and was like, no, you can't come in here, mate. And then he went, all right, but I'll challenge you for it. And I was like, I'm not ready for a fight.
I learned, Pab, sorry to interrupt you, but learned, A, if all 60 Pokemon die, you can still walk around.
That's what I was worried about, because I did die, because I was doing something in OBS, and I just pushed, like, go on the controller, and I just kind of jumped off a massive cliff and died. Yeah. And I just lost a load of stuff, and I went, oh, crap. Yeah.
But people can find that stuff and give it back to you later. If you have it online, it says like Pab's satchel is lost.
Oh, and then you get your stuff back. Actually, I did see a few people's Pab's satchels.
The other thing I discovered tonight was if you go to that guy and he goes, come on in, let's fight, and then he decks you because you've got half a Pokemon left, mm-hmm. It immediately says, try again, and gives you a full
What I did was I was like, no, you're all right, I'll be back in a minute. So I ran all the way back to camp, healed, okay, ran all the way back again. So, like I say, I'm back and forth between this guy two or three times before then they gave me the reindeer. So I flew back to him, and then he gave me a fast travel back the other way. I was like, thanks. Thanks for that. I've enjoyed what I've played. I don't know if I'm the opposite, Kev. I just like just running around just trying to catch the Pokemon, seeing what's out there. I don't know if it's going to get old at a certain point.
Lucky that I've done a mixture. I've done it your way on non-stream days, and then I've kind of not played it until the night time and done the story. So tomorrow I'll spend all day gadding about just doing quests and catching stuff. And mm-hmm. I keep trying to build up a big stock of items, but I always end up wasting them.
Oh yeah,
but Sunday night I'll crack on with the story.
I got an item from one of the alphas, and I was like, well, I want that. And then he went, you're adventurousful. I was like,
oh, God.
Oh, I forgot. When I went to heal the Pokemon, I meant to put stuff in my stash. So I went back again. No, I didn't. I was like, okay, what can I do? So I made about 150 Pokeballs because I had just tons of ingredients. So I just made tons and tons of and stacked up. I was like, I had enough space to collect what I needed and ran back and put stuff in the inventory. But I think you're right. I've literally played it exclusively on stream, and I think what that game needs is a bit of like busy work cleanup where I can kind of like do the faffing and stuff like you say off stream and then come back to it on a stream and focus more on the main stuff and more important stuff than me just ferrying goods
with
around
the bag. There's a man in the building you go
yeah,
to
yeah no
report.
I begrudge paying him because he's a tight kid who gives me one space more every time. I'm like, come on.
Yeah, to get a full bag you have to spend 4.5 million. It's ridiculous. I'm just like
it doesn't even look any different. I want a bigger bag. I want it to look nothing like a bum bag.
I'm at the point where I'm paying him 10 grand, I think was the last one I paid him for a bag expansion. And my son was like, I was doing something and he went, all right, I get it. I was like, what's wrong? He was like, you're lording your big bag over me. And I was just like, well, go at the man. And he was like, I don't want to pay him that much money to make my bag bigger. And I was like, well, it's like literally all I'm spending money on. But yeah, he really made me laugh.
I paid him 1,000 tonight and I was looking at it going, I've got 9 grand in my bank sort of thing. I was like, am I going to need this money for anything else realistically? Because I'm crafting Pokeballs and stuff and I'm not buying stuff realistically. Am I going to need this money for anything else other than this guy? Is the money simply for upgrade space? Is that what it's for? Because I don't see anything else that you buy. Maybe some, like say, clothes and
feels that way.
Customization.
I've even started doing little tricks, like, because revives can be quite hard to kind of really get all the bits together with. I remembered, or in Pokemon Go, if you don't have any revives and you want to revive a Pokemon, you can just power it up, and if it goes up goes up half a level, it gets like one hit point because it gains health. So if you've got a Pokemon that's passed out and you give it the XP sweets that you can get in this game, and if they level up, they gain health, so they come back to life.
That is
so,
right. You're right, because I think when one of my alphas killed my Cyndaquil fella. When I killed it, it was an EXP candy. So I gave it to him, and it came back to life and had a little bit of health left on it. I was like,
yeah, so
oh, wait
really
a minute.
Handy.
Yeah, that is useful.
So I've been trying all that because I'm liking the fact that I have to keep coming up with ways to keep things going. Or,
have you noticed? I don't know if my just Pokemon just aren't up to the task, but they're getting like a proper good hiding. Sometimes.
Oh yeah, I'm dying more in this than I ever have.
My Cyndaquil is a level 21 and it come up against level 14, like whatever it was. And it's not like as if it was like a water Pokemon, it was doing like, you know, like an effective move against it. It was like a quick attack somewhere, and it just gubbed me and it knocked half my health off. I was like, all right, calm down. What's going on?
I look
here?
Like a monster. Every battle, I'm like, right, that's Pokemon 1 dead. Okay, on to Pokemon 2. Pokemon 2's dead already.
Yeah.
Okay, on to Pokemon 3. And like, if I finish a battle with more than 3 alive, I'm like, yes, progress.
Yeah.
See, and this is the problem I've had, because once I got to the point of the game I'm at now, that method doesn't work anymore. And it's like, oh no, now I've actually got to do it properly.
Yeah, that's not on for me, because I play these games like where I overlevel Pokemon and I walk into gyms and one-shot everyone and walk out, thank you very much, 5 minutes later. So me just doing regular battles in the field where I'm having to use 3 or 4 Pokemon every time I'm trying to either catch one or just knock it out.
I'm a good 20 levels behind most of the difficult stuff at the moment. And I mean, weirdly, actually, I got just before I finished for the podcast, the battle I did, they're all level 30 Pokemon. And I was like, how have you got 3 level 30 Pokemon when the doorway in here was a level 77 Pokemon that I was really, you know, I ended up running away because I thought, you know what? I'm not going to fight this. It's wild. I'll crack on. So it can be a little bit back and forth with that. But all the alphas I fight are way above me, and all of the challenges before this one were generally quite. I mean, that was still level 30 Pokemon that were quite hefty as well, though. So it was at once. It was like my 1 versus their 3. So I did lose a lot of Pokemon to that as well. I think it was my last Pokemon managed to kill a couple of them because they had the right move. But it's bloody hard. It's bloody hard for Pokemon, I mean. Like, it's not going to be Dark Souls hard, but, you know, when you sat there thinking, I'm just going to chill out and, you know, switch my brain off and run around for a bit, and then you're like, oh, God, how am I going to get out of this cave or whatever? I felt like a king of the world realizing I could do something the other day in it. I sort of ran up a slope and then ran along the top of the slope with my deer. And I thought, oh, I've unlocked a future bit of the game. I'm so clever. I've got here without having the whatever you get later on that probably gets you here. And then it turned out to be just a room that I probably could have got to anyway. I just hadn't noticed, and I thought I was being such a genius. I spent so long trying to make it, and then realized actually, yeah, there was probably a door and I just missed it or something stupid. But I was super stoked that I'd, you know, tricked the game. I'd beaten it, and then it wasn't special at all. The Pokemon on the other side were pretty low level. I got an unknown over there, and that was it. But no, it's yeah. Are you enjoying it though? You say you think it's you're gonna play it all the way through, or
me?
Yeah.
No. No. I never. You want to know something? I have bought a lot of the Pokemon games. I would say I've probably finished maybe red, blue, and yellow, and that's it.
I mean, this is less. I don't know. I think you could finish this. You just got
possibly. Like... I fall off so easily, though, Sheepdog. It's so easy for me to fall off games, and I think potentially it's been like the lack of kind of variety in the game of like what it actually is that you're doing kind of might put me off in general at certain points. But it's, I enjoy it initially, and it's like, yeah, when you're trying to find an excuse to go back, and it's like it's just more of the same, no, really, compared to the old games. But this one is like it is different, isn't it? So it could have that sort of power to like, well, you know, I'm doing something different with it, and so maybe it might entice me back at some point with it if I do eventually fall off. But we'll see.
I'm hoping at the moment I've got lofty goals of 100%ing it, but wherever that happens, we'll see. There's already two scavenger hunty style tasks that are like, I mean, one's 26 and one's 100 and whatever. And it's
there's a wisp one in there. I got that today.
Yeah, the wisp one's 100 and what is it, 124 or 142? Something like
100
that.
And some, 100 and yeah, it's a lot, yeah. Because I found something online about this, and I was like, oh, this is just like, it's like locations of all these things that looks, and I was like, I don't even know what this is. And I just,
see,
I just
good closed. Thing about the wisps is you can see them from the sky, so you can just fly around, duck down, grab them.
Cool. I was going to say, like, I'll probably do it for a bit on my own, and if, like, and I probably won't do this on stream or anything, it'll be, like, me sitting around just having a crack at it. But I think it's the same with the other task. If I'm, like, 70% of the way through it on my own Steam, I'm not above just loading Cerebi and finding the other 20 just to get it done. You know what I mean? If I start to feel like it's becoming a drag, I'll just quickly... I mean, I remember doing that with the Riddler trophies on Arkham Knight. I was, like... I don't know, 98% done. And I was like, well, where are the rest? You know, it might have even been less than that. It probably was less than that, to be fair. But, you know, I was just like, where are the rest? I've looked everywhere. So I just got the guide out, went and did them, job done, you know. Because half the time, you've still got to figure out how to get to it, ain't you? It's not often as simple as it looks. The harder ones are generally a challenge. I'm assuming there won't be any bit. I mean, like Final Fantasy games used to be dreadful for this, where they'd set you a task like that. And then it'd be like, if you left this room without getting it, you can't go back in, and that's that. So I was really nervous something like that might happen. But I don't think Pokemon are as stupid as that. I think that's just a Final Fantasy being bumheads thing where they used to do that all the time, where it'd be like, oh yeah, you can't get that now, sorry. You took too long, or you left the room, or you didn't think of it, and oh, I hate that in games. So I'm really hoping that doesn't happen with any of this in Pokemon.
Splendid. I assume there must be some other games that have been played by you rascals this week. Surely. I mean, it's not just Pokemon week, is it?
Well, I've left Guardians. I've left it completely cold. I managed to level up in Pokemon Go, which is super rare at the moment. I've leveled up in that. But other than that, no, I've been hammering this. I've been living this. This has been everything. When I'm not streaming, podcasting, vlogging, or working, I'm playing this game. My wife hates me.
I have pretty much either, like I say, I've been streaming Pokemon, and the only other thing I've been playing is Fortnite, and I've completed the battle pass now in the bonus levels. Oh, and the Rock's in it now.
Right, I'm back in.
Rock's in it now. Yeah.
My friend the Rock.
Yeah. He came in this week. I can't believe we're in week 9 already of the season already. It's like, seems insane.
Hard to believe.
I'll be honest with you, I thought it was about week 4. And then I look today, week 9 challenges came out this week, and I was like, what? Where's that gone? But yeah, that is pretty much all I've played.
Well, I guess we'll be finishing 5 minutes early so we can all get back to Pokemon. Excellent result. Don't forget, boys and girls, you can find us on the internet by searching for MGUK Podcast on your social media of choice, as long as it's Twitter. You can also follow me at Lelujo.
And I'm at RB6K.
I'm at Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab 1986.
And we will see you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, folks.